20th of December 2009. I am Matt Curtis, and this is the Unlike Podcast with your hosts,
James.
No.
John Windsor.
And the Iris.
And this is the 50th show of the Unlike Podcast.
Hey! It's also, it's also the Christmas special, but that doesn't matter as much, because this is the 50th special. Also, 50th time all of us have gathered around to record this non-informative uninformative show, which is I can't even think of an adjective.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Hey, Christmas!
Hey, anyway, so how is everyone then?
I'm very mild today. How are you going?
I'm feeling very festive. I'm getting in the mood for the spirit of Christmas.
Ryan is actually wearing a Christmas jumper. It's red with a white rain.
It says Noel on it with a smiley Santa.
Oh, so you can have a picture of Noel Edmonds on it.
It says, Santa loves all kids, even ginger ones.
Oh, political.
James,
I'm feeling quite old there, actually. Went out last night, seen someone vomit out some blood and then cover it with an umbrella.
Alright, John.
Festive as fuck, yeah.
Thanks.
Nice. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty well, thanks.
With his dad's long sleeve jumper.
Yes, with my dad's long sleeve shirt on.
I'm gonna get you a long sleeve shirt for Christmas.
John is wearing a jumper with Rudolph with a machine gun, killing any opposing religions.
There's a Zeppelin in the background.
So this is no news again. Prepared.
Hannah sadly cannot be here, but I might ring her later. Yeah. So she can spread the festive cheer
on the show or
on her phone. Telephone. Better.
So, on today's show, nothing. So, what is everyone planning on getting for Christmas? What is everyone planning on doing over the whole Christmas season? Any plans? Anyone's.
Might get a game or two. Quite low scale Christmas this year.
It's the 50th show, man. You gotta liven it.
Sorry, man. I don't know what to get for Christmas, man. Might have a few surprises. I don't know yet. So,
what about you, James?
I don't know. I'll get like a tank and some machine guns and stuff in there. I'll get them all off Amazon and like 50p or something.
What do you get for Christmas, James?
Just like an iPod and some clothes I expect from Primark or something.
Like
what,
yeah. What game?
16, I would have thought.
Well, I don't know, because like, they got the 32 gig out and everything, and that obviously cost a lot more. And
stop! In the name of love.
Do you love all festive reindeers and
elves?
John, what are you getting?
TV. I'm getting a TV and a phone and.
Oh la di da!
You're not very happy this Christmas, Scrooge Curtis, are you?
Scrooge Curtis?
Yes.
Scrooge was his last name, wasn't it?
Alright, Matthew Scrooge.
That's better.
Yeah.
Scrooge. I'm a miserable bastard, yeah. No, I'll be Baby New Year next week, so I'll be alright.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like, you're obviously going to get off of Christmas, you know, you're going to spend time with your family and everything. It's going to be a time.
Spend time with your family. Your mom.
like Robin Williams from One Hour Photo. Like, oh. Stop. What?
He was weird in that film. Bad vibe.
So, any plans, any parties or anything you're going to or I've been to for the Christmas season? Anyone?
Oh, speak of the devil. Yann, what have you been up to? What have you been up to? Have you not heard?
No.
Oh, Yayan got it on.
No.
Got a head in the bathroom. I don't know, he might have. Well, I've been here. Alright, a little birdie told me.
Oh, shut the hell up.
That.
I got an email from the iTunes store, everyone.
Alright. Okay, guys. Guys, I am not sure. I cannot confirm what Yayan did last summer, but I can confirm that he did do some crazy shit. He played Rock Band, got a little bit of Yeah, you know what I mean, don't you?
Give them my gear, man.
Yeah, you can see my hand gestures, can't you?
Give them back! Okay, back to the Christmas special. So, have you been to any Christmas parties, James?
No, but I always have a yearly Christmas party at Christmas night.
Annual. Where were you yesterday then for this big get together?
Just over the manor.
Oh, right. Was it, did you see anything?
Is that the pink pub?
The pink pub?
No, it's Mason's Arms.
My bad.
So, anything like of interest happened there?
No, not really, except for the guy who spewed up blood and then covered it with an umbrella. Not really.
Why did he cover up with an umbrella?
Probably the only thing you could find in like a bush by the shop, which some drug dealer probably used to cover his head or something, I don't know.
How about you, John?
Every Boxing Day we got my nan, so I'll just do that again. All my family will be there.
Oh, Matt's laughing at this. You find something funny about this, do you?
No, I don't know. I'm just
Scrooge.
And oh crap. I forgot.
Oh yeah, I gotta say, is this the last show of the year, or are we gonna do a New Year's one?
Wanna do a New Year's one?
Yeah.
Alright, because we can talk about the year, you know, how it's been.
Do a review of the decade. Or just year.
Well, it's only 2009, buddy. Oh wait, next year.
Next year's a new decade.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, balls! The decade is over! Oh, where have I been? Oh, balls!
All these parties are messing up your mind.
I know. You know, with John's nan and umbrellas and crap.
Yeah, how about a little festive cheer? I don't know what I'm talking about. We've got 24 minutes left to fill in.
What's your favourite Christmas film?
Discussion. Favourite Christmas film. It's one of those so bad it's good kind of films. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's, yes.
Was that the thing where we watched the thing where the parody
thing
video where he was getting the Wii?
The thing.
Yeah, it's a Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way. It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, and it's Christmas time, and his son wants a Turbo Man action figure, so he goes all around trying to look for it, but then Sinbad is trying to stop him to get it. So, and then he eventually ends up dressing as Turbo Man, and a whole bunch of crazy Christmas antics ensue. So, if you're up for some festive but mayhem-filled Christmas fun, then check out Charging All the Way. What's your favourite Christmas film then, John?
Die Hard.
I had a feeling you'd say that. Because it's set at Christmas, so...
Even more mayhem than Jingle All the Way.
It's not like got people dying in that.
Yeah.
And, well, what makes you like Die Hard so much, John?
I don't know.
It's because you aspire to be John McClane.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I want to be John McClane.
He wants to drive things in helicopters.
It's my kind of movie. Lots of explosions, shooting, terrorism.
Car chases with lorries and stuff.
How about you, James? What's your favourite Christmas film?
I don't really watch Christmas films, but the only one I normally watch if it's on is Elf with Will Ferrell.
That was alright. How about you, Matt?
It's gotta be
Jack Frost, man.
Oh! Yeah, Jack Frost.
Snow Dad, more like No Dad.
Snow Dad and No Dad. That's a horrible bit in a children's film. He's driving along in his little truck. He's like, yeah, man, I'm the bomb. Fucking just flies off the road, gets murdered, and replaced with a snowman.
Kind of screwed up the no swearing thing in this episode.
You know what, fuck it. We'll do it next week.
Alright. So, is Jack Frost actually your favourite Christmas film?
I can't think of any good Christmas films.
It's
not a film, is it? It's more of a short.
Is that one about the Scottish soldiers make peace with the German soldiers at Christmas time?
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 4 set on Independence Day. My god, this is
Oh, it's gotta be. What's that film called? It's not The Holiday, it's Love Actually. Yeah.
With the Hugh Grant.
I turned it over and all I saw was Hugh Grant having sex with a girl from Gavin and Stacey. Like,
oh yeah. You gotta see her fat tits, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a
good film.
That's the main reason Matt seems
to... Over and over again.
I love this film. I'm just going to give a review about this. Well, I killed a couple of minutes. Killed about 4 minutes.
Oh, we got to talk about the show as well.
The show has been running for 40 episodes, and I'm sorry, let me say it again, 50 episodes, and I honestly have to say, I do enjoy doing this every week, and that's not a joke, I'm not being sarcastic. I know everything is fucked up, I know all the time we say this is the worst episode ever, and this is a crap episode, but I love doing this so much. How about you, Matt?
Well, it is a massive waste of time, but it's a great waste of time, do you get what I'm saying?
It's a terrible thing in an amazing way.
It's like going on a pilgrimage, but you forget where you go into, you just go home. Do you get what I mean?
Well, since I've been involved, and obviously the first show, I was screaming at Big Brother, and not really understanding what was going on. But from then, it's been a good laugh with my mate and John. Sorry, John.
How about you, John?
When we cancelled it for a bit, I cried.
Damn.
Only joking.
Then he watched Die Hard to man himself back.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Little hair on his chin grew as soon as he watched it.
So, yeah. I do enjoy doing this podcast, and anyone who's out there listening, even if we don't get that many listeners, thanks a lot for listening and sticking with us for the 2 years of, almost 3 years now of just wrong news all the time, and opinions that are all incorrect and immediately thought of, but it's a great show.
This is only news that we can find. You never see this news anywhere else.
That's what makes it so awesome.
Yeah, but it's other people's news. We didn't go out and interview all these people. We're just reading other people's journalistic abilities and calling it our own.
Teenagers mocking other talented journalists. So it's awesome. I love this show.
I gotta say, I love our fans, except for you. What was his name? Last year. It's like, oh, we love all our fans, except for you, Gary.
Gary, you cunt!
Go home! Do I have a call Hannah now?
We got another live interview with Hannah.
Alright, let's do it.
The last interview we did with Hannah was an interview with Hannah. Now another interview we're going to do is with Hannah.
You're right.
Hello? Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much going on with you.
It's alright, doing the show.
Oh.
Thought I'd call you and, so you can spread the festive cheer.
Yeah.
I know you don't have anything bad to do, so, go ahead.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Hannah, it's our 50th show today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't sound like you care much.
You'd be excited.
I am excited.
You're very much enthusiasm as John.
That's really bad.
What's been going on with you for the Christmas season then, man?
No one's talking to me.
Yes, everyone's talking to you.
Yes.
Oh, I can't hear much.
Well, what's Yian asked? What have you been up to this festive season?
I've been playing paddleball.
I bought a paddleball yesterday, most fucking annoying thing ever, yeah. It was £2, yeah. Just a ball on a paddle thing. Playing it all through the train, everyone was just looking at it saying, what the fuck is wrong with this retarded girl? I was like, Hannah, do you want to put it down? No, I like it. And then this massive woman just looked at her and smiled and say, oh, you're a bit of a retard, that's alright, I'll tolerate you. That's what Hannah's been up to.
Thanks for joining us on our 50th show then, Hannah. We'll
see you next week. Bye, Hannah.
Hello.
Bye.
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 God, she sounds terrible.
That was a...
Is she feeling alright?
I don't know. I think she's a bit crushed that she couldn't make it today.
Oh, who would not be on this amazing 50th special / Christmas special?
How many people in the world get to do this?
And three people listen to it.
It's like eight people altogether.
I know. All right.
Three people are our hosts.
So then, we're about halfway through the episode. Huh? Oh, well, we, you know, it's still. still entertaining.
Do like an hour-long show and then edit it down, I think, to about half an hour.
I don't think we can have enough for half an hour, to be honest.
Well, that's what they do on the comedy shows. That's how maybe it
I've got like recorded
This is a disappointing Christmas, man.
Dutch always spent like a recorder solo in there, man.
Yayan, why are you up to today, Yayan? A knight is coming to slay your mum. He's gonna fuck her in the eye and then throw her head on Switzerland, Switzerland.
My god, Matt, what's that over there?
I don't know, it's like, oh my god, it's like, holy shit.
It's shining in the horizon.
In the horizon. It's like, guys.
It's glowing beyond belief. My eyes.
I be the Christmas ghost!
The Christmas ghost is back!
No! Ah!
Bastard!
Why did you not come last year? We were expecting you.
Elf was on.
What brings you to us this year then? You know, invading our personal privacy. And how did you know to come to my house and not Matt's?
Elf wasn't on. And,
were you eavesdropping on our MSN conversation? You prick.
I have a shocking secret to
tell you. What is this secret?
Shocking secret.
You already said that.
Saying it for emphasis.
Alright. Christmas ghost. Ghost of Christmas. Guy, what is your secret?
This will explain why I wasn't here last year, but I was there the year before.
A plot hole explained by the Christmas ghost.
I am Kieran Finn.
Oh my
na,
god!
Na, 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 na. Kieran Finn.
But Finn, you were here 2 years ago. While Finn was in the room.
I am Kieran Finn. Finn's brother. No, no, no.
Why did you make the mistake the first time you said it?
For emphasis.
Alright, Chris.
You're not making this easy.
Alright, Alright, Finn's brother. Why did you come to invade us on this show? We're trying to record a Christmas show and you...
To come for your babies! And also to give you your Christmas gift.
Oh my god, you got Christmas gifts?
Aw,
man, you didn't have to.
Well, this should be in the other pocket. Hold on, if I'm fucking finding it.
Alright, Christmas ghost.
For you, Yayan.
Oh,
it's the sword of a thousand souls.
I will slay many an innocent bystander with this. Thank you very much.
And you, young warrior, get the cloth of innocence.
Thanks.
And you, my faithful friend, you get a battery pack.
Alright.
I will make sure I power things with this.
Do you get me anything?
We were going to.
Oh, what? You didn't get me anything. In fact, you should have got me something last year. To have expected that I was coming.
But we did. But now we've been birthday. You know, it's in the
last one.
Yeah, I'm sure it's black.
What was it?
Huh?
What was it?
It was a DVD box set of House.
Which season?
Two.
Oh.
Didn't you like the show back then?
No, it's like season two was it was like kind of getting there, but...
That was good.
It got me season four.
You know, most Americans think that Hugh Laurie is actually American.
Wow, that's interesting.
So, Christmas Ghost!
I think I'm gonna be off, this is a bit
Christmas Ghost, man.
Fucking presents. In fact, I might just like throw this TV on the floor.
No, Christmas Ghost!
Oh my god,
Christmas Ghost!
My Xbox!
No!
Oh my god! No! Christmas ghost, get away!
Oh god!
Give me the sword! I want the sword!
Okay, here's a sword, man. There you go.
Yeah, Christmas ghost! Fuck you! Get out! 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 Get
Matt's back. Matt,
what happened?
Matt, you missed something pretty.
I had to banish the Christmas ghost. Did you bring me any presents?
And I stood on a chair.
He didn't bring you any presents. He brought all of us presents.
Was it Danielle Simmons?
It was.
What are we gonna do now, lads? We've been found out. Oh shit. I think Danielle Simmons has Yian's dad. Oh buddy, can you get off please? Christmas ghost. Well guys, you want a bit of a Simpsons hit and run?
Okay, someone called it.
It is now. Yeah, I can't figure out how to put a button on. What do you think I am? John?
So, what's going on then? What's going down in the underlying land?
What have we got to fix?
Christmas Ghost has ruined our entire our entire. He has ruined my grip on a microphone, and he has ruined our underlying studio. This is probably the worst day in underlying history. All our recording equipment. My team is even Irwin or whatever the sound guy was called. He's dead right there in the corner.
You guys, why don't we get a video about Underline Studios?
We should
do that. Come on, it'd be really fun. We'll do it now.
A documentary.
It's like, oh, this is the studio, and this is the games room. We'll have like little like labels and crap everywhere. Don't do that.
Yeah, but we've got to do a show first, to be honest. So yeah. Finish. We can end with a song, a Christmas song, to raise our spirits.
Let's talk about the show for a little bit first. Get back to the show. Guys, what's your favourite thing about this? Oh yeah, what's your favourite episode?
Favourite episode?
You gotta reminisce about your favourite episode.
I like the, what was it? I did like the, seventh episode when I was singing Queen and you and Finn were playing Scrabble and you were annoying me, like, and,
Guy's House Makes Us Bad.
Guy's House Makes Us Bad, and an outsider or a Bieber or whatever he called it. Oh, that was funny. We had Reese Moore, and also when Joe Hopcroft was on the show, I really enjoyed that. And we had to cut out his racist comments.
Good old John.
How about you, John?
Most probably either the Christmas special last year.
Mm-hmm. Last year with Yian's
house. Yeah, and was it the anniversary with Owen on there?
No, that was
pretty good.
I can't remember him being on there.
Bugsaro. This was earlier this year, man.
Do you remember it?
I remember. Yeah, I was there.
You were all there.
Yeah.
Was I there?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
You came up with the idea.
I was like, oh, that's right. Oh wait, he hasn't been.
what about you, James?
I enjoyed the show where me and Matt were destroying Mario and Yain's room.
Oh shit! Yeah, I was talking, and then like, yeah, I know this little Mario Kart kind of figurine, and like chopped his head off as a ring.
And Yain was like, yo.
What happened? what did you do? Oh, sorry. What's my favourite show? I got a lot of favourite shows. I like when me and you were doing The Shining the other day.
We got all about that, man. That was good.
That was funny. The Bebo with Reese, that was pretty good. Yeah, that was really good as well. I like the thing where we were talking about Eiffel 65. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah. What else? All the things we just. Yeah. What's your favorite? All right. Yeah. So I have quite a few favorite episodes. I think this year's probably been one of the best. Out of the three possible. Out of the two possible years, this year has been the best.
Yeah. 2007, we were ignorant little 12-year-olds who didn't know anything about anything, and this journalism made no sense to us at all. 2008, it was all right. We were grown up, but you know, we hardly ever did the show. 2009, we started off kind of crappy, then in the middle of the year we've been doing like a show for almost every week now.
Yeah, we've been doing quite well.
Humorous comments everywhere, and it's a fun show.
I'm glad Hannah joined us. I think a female perspective brings it a little bit, you know, closer to being taken seriously. You got Hannah being on here? No?
Sorry?
Hannah!
Well, she is, you know, she's a very good host. She, you know, she's, what's the word I'm looking for? Friggin' hell. Damn it! Oh, get back to me on this, okay?
All right. What's your favorite segment of the show?
probably sports with my best pal James. Give me a hug, man.
Gay! What about you, Yai?
Third segment. Does it have to be still around or ever? No. I think Scientist of the Week. Or Spider Time, I don't know, I haven't done Spider Time in a while. Should we do Spider Time now?
Yeah, go on. Find a Christmassy spider.
Michael, here's a...
James, what about you?
A Day in the Life of...
What's your least favourite segment?
What was it?
What's your least favourite episode, I think?
Least favourite episode, what was the one?
It was me and you in a room, and we didn't do anything, and then...
Episode 11, yeah, that was terrible. Me and you in the room and
the Unaligned anniversary special musical. That was really funny as well. That was really good.
Finn, this is your song.
That was bloody hilarious.
Yeah, man, those were good times. John is looking at list of spiders in Texas right now. Matt, it's been almost over a year since you've done the jingle. Do you want to quickly do it?
Has it been over a year?
Yeah,
it's
been over a year.
Wow. Alright, let's do this,
bitch.
Ready?
Okay. Do you want me to join in?
As Gandhi would say, hop on the wagon, young warrior.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Spiders everywhere. On the floor, in the sky, in the bin, it's spiders. Bitch! Alright, who's gonna read this?
John knows what's going on with
James. Sorry, mate, can you just stop wiping your bare foot all over my leg? I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
It's got bunions and shit on it. Probably bring down the festive mood. I think we should put like a little Santa hat on the big toe.
Got bunions. Alright, okay, let's read this then, James.
Agalanopsis apiter. Agalanopsis apiter, commonly known as the desert grass spider, is a species of spider belonging to the family Agalanopsis. It is found in dry regions across the southern United States into Mexico.
It's reindeer horns. Gallop mice in the
hell. Alright, yeah, that's spider time once again. That was amazing.
Oh man, I missed it so much.
Oh yeah, and today, by the time you heard this, you would have known, but today is the day they're announcing the Christmas special, Joe McElroy vs. Rage Against the Machine.
Christmas number one.
You know what I mean? Who do you guys think is going to win?
Rage, man. Either one's fine, I don't really care.
I want Rage to win, but I have a feeling Joe might...
Don't stop believing.
Hold on. I think it'll be like voting for Barack Obama. You know, you think it'll do a lot of good, think it'll change things, but it doesn't.
Just exactly the same.
Exactly the bloody same. Look at him, Executive Sean,
in the black mastermind chair.
Mastermind.
That's weird.
So guys, kicking Yang off the show soon. I think it's about time. Alright.
So we're almost at 30 minutes, you wanna sing a song?
No, I think we should drag it on. You know, just like a donkey holding a man. That's the worst of the songs. No one likes Little Donkey.
The Christmas ghost might have broken my Xbox.
Sorry, man, I didn't. I mean, he didn't mean to. Oh, he probably did. He's a bit of a dick. Don't stop.
Me and Matt might be getting DJ Hero, both of us. Which means that, eventually, you might see, like, a sort of underlying log style thing. Which is like a challenge, a face-off, DJ-wise, between me and Matt.
Did you just think of this, or...?
No, I told you about it, like, 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
On Skype.
Just tell me.
Yeah, no problem. But, yeah, that'll be quite cool, and we could also do Marvel vs. Capcom 2 online, and a bunch of other crazy stuff. It'll be like a hoedown showdown kind of thing.
Hoedown showdown? Yeah. James, what do you think? You can play as well, of course.
Lovely.
It's nice to know I can join in.
But you might not be good, so you can play drums on Rock Band instead, because you're pretty badass at that.
Thanks, man.
I was bald. I could not play. It's very embarrassing when you can't play your own instrument, but it's virtual.
Alright, everyone, that's about it for the 50th anniversary of the online pod. Yeah, we've been doing this for 50 years now.
Shit, that'd be the worst fucking waste of time ever.
Alright, 50th episode.
Me and you will probably think it's a good idea to quit our jobs and do this full time. Come on, yo, we're gonna get loads of listeners. Alright, man, that'd be really good.
50th episode of the online podcast and our Christmas special. Hope you all have a Merry Christmas. But first, Christmas shout outs. James.
The Christmas ghost after he destroyed our.
Don't give a shout out to him, he ruined our studio.
Your studio. No, no.
Yeah. Alright.
Your shout out, Matt. Who do you hope has a Merry Christmas?
I hope Hannah does. I don't know.
How about your dad?
John.
Okay, this is us, man.
I'm gonna get that boy.
My shout out is to Craig because he got me a present.
He got you a present?
What did he get you?
But it doesn't matter.
Like I got you a present as well. I'm gonna give it to you on Tuesday. No problem. Merry Christmas, John. My shout out is to, I'm trying to think of someone, I don't know, friggin', my shout out,
doesn't matter, good night,
my shout out is to everyone who's been listening to the show for the past 50 episodes. Thank a lot, thank you very much.
No one has been listening to all 50 episodes.
Well, you know, anyone who's listened to the show ever, thank you very much.
Alright, I hope
Merry
you support
Christmas.
My and Yian's career choice in doing the show full time. It's gonna work out.
It'll be amazing.
We'll be busking. We'll be like doing a podcast live, just like on the street. I'll be so fucking terrible.
Sir, what do you say? Everybody, it's gonna be so awesome, everybody! Open back!
Turn it down! Turn the fuck down!
Merry Christmas.
Wait, what's that in the distance, James?
I don't know, it's shiny, it's in the horizon.
That's terrible, let's start again.